Some people believe the old saying, no pain, no gain, and think you have to be completely exhausted and sore after exercising in order to benefit. This week in our fitness segment, NPR's Farai Chidea learns the way you exercise is as important as the exercise itself.
I've worked out a lot of places, Ed, but Studio B is a new one. That's where we do news and notes. And I've come here with Rhonda Wimmer. She's an integrated sports medicine specialist with expertise in fields including physiology, oriental medicine, and rehabilitation. And so I'm going to try to get a sense of how my body works. What are some of my creaky spots? Dr. Rhonda, I've been on this fitness kick now for about 2.5-3 months. And I have a problem both with eating and with being consistent with exercise. Luckily, I'm a pretty healthy person. I actually ran a marathon. But, you know, the idea of doing things that I consider boring, like, you know, crunches and arm curls, I hate it.
One of the things that we always have to do with people in exercise is make sure they have fun. You don't want to do exercises that you hate. So a couple of things that I'd like to show you are things that you can do around the house or at the office or whatever. There's so much that you can do throughout the day that you don't have to go to a gym for. And I think that's the misconception with people that work out.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and show me a couple techniques?
All right. You know when you're sitting at a desk and you're in a chair? Now, I have a TheraBall here, but you can do this in a chair as well.
So the TheraBall is kind of like one of those big pogo balls you used to use as a kid, but without the little handhold.
Yes. Looks like a huge, thick beach ball. Okay, and all you do is you sit on it, kind of like you're sitting at your desk. And then the first thing you have to do, especially for if you want to exercise your abdominals or you want to stretch out your glutes, there's a couple of things that you can do a couple different ways. When you sit on the ball, what you want to do is you want to put your left leg on your right knee, and then you lean forward, and that'll stretch out the glute. Turn 45 degrees to the left, so you're leaning over the knee, and then lean down. That way you stretch another angle of that same muscle. And then what you'll do is you'll turn 45 degrees to the opposite direction and you'll change the angle just a little bit more. And you'll find that that'll be extremely beneficial, not only for the glutes, but the hamstrings. And it takes less than, 15 seconds to do.
You have basically a little half dome made of styrofoam. And it's about, you know, 1.5 to 2 feet wide. So you can kind of put the middle of your foot on this styrofoam thing, and then you go up and balance on the other foot, which is not as easy as it looks. So why is this good for me again?
It works your proprioception. In other words, not only does it work your balance, it works how your joints work together, mm-hmm. as well as it also works your abdominals, because your abdominals have to counterbalance mm-hmm. everything else that's going on. And so it's kind of an integrated work.
I can't do this at work every day.
Oh, but you can do it just standing on the floor.
Oh.
Stand on the floor mm-hmm. and just pick your leg up. Generally speaking, there's a lot of stuff that you can do in the office.
Yeah.
Reaching for a trash can or just standing in a squat position, maintaining
so your
abdominals.
Hips push forward a little mm-hmm. bit, right? And mm-hmm. then your knees,
yeah, knees over
your feet.
Foot. Kind of like a martial arts stance.
Right.
And just hold it.
Let's talk about injuries. You know, if you're someone who's not necessarily, you know, sporty spice and then you get an injury, how do you deal with that?
Couple of different things. Most of the injuries that I've seen, especially with riders and any kind of cyclists, any kind of runners, or what I like to call weekend warriors, or people that don't typically train 24/7, and even those that train 24/7, working with the Olympic teams, I mean, it's the same thing. They train all the time, and we see the same injuries, just to a different severity. The first thing is people need to remember to stretch, because most of the time people do the exercises and they don't stretch. But then once afterwards, then what you can do is you stretch, you know, just to kind of loosen the muscle up a little bit before you start to do your activity, and then stretch again afterwards. But there's a second thing that people don't realize that they can do at home, and that is as soon as you're done working out and you stretch, you want to eat after you exercise. So your muscles, especially for training athletes, they need the carbs to come back into the muscles. And glycogen is the stored form of glucose, which is sugar.
So when you talk about taking in carbs, are we talking about you work out and then you need pasta, which is, you know, kind of a complex carb, or you need a Coke, which is sugar? What are we talking about when you say carbs?
You need to be able to have good carbs, or what we call complex carbs, for the body to be able to use. Granted, if you're an elite athlete, you can have sugar because you're going to burn it up fairly quickly. But if you're somebody that has a slower metabolism, then you want to cut out the excess sugars. Those excess sugars are your Cokes, your candies, you know, your chips, anything that's really not good for you and has a lot of preservatives in it. That's been my philosophy. Mm-hmm. Now, once you eat, you need to make sure that you put heat on a muscle. Mm-hmm. Most people will always ice it because that's always been the protocol. Ice, 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 ice. Well, actually, ice isn't always the best. Ice is good for inflammation, but people generally will ice the whole joint. And if they ice the whole joint, they lock it up. You just want to ice the little area with like an ice cube instead of locking up the whole joint. And that's what people don't understand.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at what point should you say, I really tore myself up and I need to stop exercising?
Have you ever been told there's a good pain and a bad pain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The good pain is, oh, it hurts so good. The bad pain is, oh, ow. Okay. When it hurts so good, that's good pain. But when you get to that, ouch, it hurts kind of pain, or, oh, God, then you should lay off for a little bit. Stretch. Take it easy. Most people have a tendency to try to work through it. No pain, no gain in the gym. I am not a big advocate of that. If you are in so much pain and you're still working out, you're actually going to create an injury.
There's this conventional wisdom that the only time that you're doing a really good job when you're weightlifting or strength training is when you actually feel the burn. Is that true?
You can feel the burn, yes, to a certain extent, as long as it's not painful. You don't want to have a bad burn. It should be a good burn, like a fatigue burn. But if it's a burn tingly, then you need to stop.
Dr. Rhonda Wimmer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea with sports medicine specialist Rhonda Wimmer. You can see pictures of Dr. Wimmer and Farai demonstrating some exercises to relieve pain at our website at npr.org. On the next fitness challenge, News and Notes nutritionist Rovinia Brock gives us an aisle-by-aisle guide to some of the best healthy foods to buy at the grocery store.